Hey, Rebos, I want to cover a lot today. What we spoke about yesterday was the discussion of what exactly Shiva Nekiya means, the position of the Shlok, there's a mitzvah, the position of the Yehuda, that there's no mitzvah at all. And then we presented the position of the Me'ot Tzedakah, that you need constant awareness during the Shiva Nekiya. It says in Shulchan Aruch that during the Shiva Nekiya, the woman should wear clean garments. The Mechaber does not say anything about white. The Rama writes that you should wear white, shetirchat, belovesh etc. The Mechaber adds that you should put sadinim habedukim miksamim on the bed. You should put clean linen. In the Shir Sheva Talibi, points out the Bismaninu that we actually wear underwear, so there is no need for white sheets. That's the Pashtus. Nonetheless, the Shir HaTalevi writes that it's like Minig Yisrael Kedoshim. They've been doing it for a long time, so therefore you should wear white sheets. This is a shaila. When you get married, do you need to invest the money in white sheets? Specifically, the Shir HaTalevi is saying it's Tamazoi, a minhag me'ikar din. It's not necessary. Whether or not there is a minhag is somewhat questionable. I saw in the Sefer Atzei HaSoda, which is written by the Skveridayan in Square Town, in the Sefer Atzei HaSoda, he has the following cheshbon that maybe the reason to use white sheets even bizman hazeh is because of the Me'ot Tzedakah. The Me'ot Tzedakah, if you remember, says you can't have Pesach Hadas. We have two possibilities why you should not have Pesach Hadas, either because Dilma Arga Shavuot Daita, or maybe it's because that you, or maybe it's because that you need some sort of awareness every day. If you don't have awareness every day, it's a chisaron in the sfira. But that's the way we presented it. It could be that the reason to have white sheets is because of like an extreme version that it's not sufficient to have awareness that it's Zayin Nekiyim at one point during the day, right? Maybe one point a day you need bedika, but you need real awareness the entire time. If that's the case, so then the reason to wear white sheets is that you should have awareness even at night. Now, obviously, when you're asleep, you're not aware of whatever is going on. But the point is, like, right when you're falling asleep, right when you wake up, if you have the white sheets, that helps you remember everything. I thought that was a interesting shita, although it's really very questionable. It's really questionable whether this idea of the Me'ot Tzedakah is that you mamish need awareness the entire time. That seems extreme, but that's what the Skveridayan in Square Town taanes. It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Daled that each of the days of Shiva Nekiyim tzricha lios bodekas v'chatzchila pa'amayim v'chol yom achas shacharis v'achas samach l'bein hashmashas. You should do the bedikah twice a day. The idea of doing the bedikah twice a day is only found in the Smag and in the Sefer HaTrumah, the Beis Yosef quotes it. The other Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, etc., never mention that you should do bedikah twice a day. Not only that, the idea of doing bedikah twice a day has a source in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, but that Gemara is basically talking about Ha'inyan Taharas. Meaning to say, if you're Oseg B'Taharos and the woman touched Taharos a couple of hours ago, how do you know whether they were okay? So I do a bedikah in the morning for the Taharos at night. I do a bedikah at night for the Taharos all day, right? So when you're Oseg B'Taharos, one could argue there's a need for two bedikahs a day. Bismanenu that we're not Oseg B'Taharos, so before, there's no need for two bedikas a day. Rabbi Wollig in the Rabbi Sabalowski book argues that there is no need for two bedikas a day. I think it's standard among Kala teachers in our modern Orthodox world. You guys have been married more recently than me. That it is that we don't do two bedikas a day. It happens that in the tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Siman Samach, Rabbi Kiva Eger already raised the objection to how come you do two bedikas a day. L'cha'ora, this is a din only in Taharos. For some reason, Reb Kiva Eger says, The Bach writes you should do two bedikas a day. I don't know why he quotes the Bach, not the Shulchan Aruch, not the Smag. I don't know what it's doing. But he says, why are you doing two bedikas a day? It's only looking into Harris. So Reb Kiva Eger goes on in an interesting way. There is a machlekas harishonim, what exactly these bedikos are. The position of the Tosfos Harash on Daf Hey is that a bedika has to be a full-fledged bedika, meaning you always need chorin ustakin al makim shashamish dosh. That's an absolute requirement by bedikas. Anything short of that, the lashon of some rishonim is a chatzi bedika, and it's not a bedika at all. You need a deep bedika, chayin ustakin, amakim shashamish dosh. If not, it's not a bedika at all. The Ramban, in the Hilchos Nid of the Ramban, in Perek Beis, he writes that the bedika of Hefsek Tahara has to be such a deep and thorough bedika, but the bedika of the other times does not have to be as thorough and as deep. That's what the Ramban says. The Ravid in Shar HaSfira, in the Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid writes that there is fundamentally three different types of bedikos that are found. There are three different types of bedikos. You have a bedika after a kesem, which the Ravid says, kinuach, totally external, is sufficient, no matter what. You have the bedika of a regular nida, bizman hazeh, where there are two versions of the Ravid. The way we have the Ravid, he says that you do not need chorin ustakin, but you need b'makayim shahashamish dosh. Meaning, according to our version of the Ravid, what the Ravid is saying is that the bedika has to be internal, b'makayim shahashamish dosh, but it doesn't have to be thorough, chorin ustakin. Chorin ustakin basically is just like if you touch the top of your mouth, they're like ridges, etc. So you have to do a bedika b'chorin ustakin. And it's interesting that the lashon of bedika b'chorin ustakin is found in Hilchos Pesach as well. No, a thorough bedika means in all the nooks and crannies and crevices. That's a thorough bedika. So the Ravid is telling me that you do not need chorin ustakin by a real nida. But the way we have the Ravid is saying that it has to be bimakayim shasha mishdosh, meaning it has to be internal. There's another version of the Ravid where he says that you do not need chorin ustakin, but you do need ad makayim shasha mishdosh, meaning it doesn't have to be thorough in the sense of rotating everywhere, but in terms of depth, you need ad makayim shasha mishdosh. This version of the Ravid is really interesting when you think about it, because the bedika ad makim shashamish dosh, the Beis Yosef already points out, is very difficult. Makim shashamish dosh probably means where the penis gets at climax. Without being too graphic, penises are larger than fingers. So how do you have ad makim shashamish dosh? The Beis Yosef is bothered by that kasha. So Beis Yosef says, well, maybe it just means go as deeply as you possibly can, okay? Or maybe it's a way of saying that the bedika really has to be extremely thorough. The bedika has to be extremely thorough. The idea that it has to be ad makim shashamish dosh, the Beis Yosef is really troubled by it. It's really troubling. What's interesting is that according to this Ravid, you need ad makim shashamish, according to this one gears in the Ravid, you need ad makim shashamish dosh, but you don't need charen estakin. right? All you need is some sort of weak bhatika. You just don't have to go that deep, etc. It's also worth noting, we pointed out that the Ramban, right, says that only Hefsek Tahara requires Chayim Mustakin Ad Makom Shasham Shtash. So again, we have three shitas. According to the Taisus HaRash, anything that's not Chayim Mustakin Ad Makom Shasham Shtash is a Chatzi Bedika. According to the Ramban, you need this thorough Bedika by Hefsek Tahara, not by the Zayin Nikim. And according to the Ravid, you need by a regular nida, you do not need Chorin Ustakin. The Ravid is saying you only need Chorin Ustakin by Bedika Lataharos. That's what the Ravid says. So there are, it's worth analyzing both the Ramban and the Ravid briefly.
That's right. So what are the two?
The two Girsels in the Ravid, right? So one gears in the Ravid is that you don't need Chorin Ustakin by regular Nida, but you need Bimakim Shasham Shtash. The other version of the Ravid is you don't need Chorin Ustakin, but you need Ad Makim Shasham
Shtash. Which is like closer?
I think Ad Makim is a much more intensive thing, and the Beis Yosef is in disbelief how Ad Makim Shasham Shtash is ever Shayach. Bimakim Shasham Shtash is Shayach, no? Ad Makom Shasham Shtash is very difficult. If you assume you don't need Chorin Ustakin, you need Bim Makom Shasham Shtash. It's just a way of saying that you need an internal exam. It just doesn't have to be thorough. You don't have to rotate all the way. So let's talk about the Ramban for a minute. The Ramban writes that only Hefsek Tahara you should do Chorin Ustakin and Ad Makom Shasham Shtash. The other Bedikas, it's not necessary. That's the Ramban in the Halachos. The Ramban in his Chidushim in Nida Daf Hei quotes this opinion, but he writes that a Baal Nefesh should do all seven Bedikos, Chorin Ustakin and Makom Shasham Shtash. Later on in the Ramban, he sounds like all the Bedikos require Chorin Ustakin and Makom Shasham Shtash, not only Hefsek Tahara. So there seems to be a stira in the Rambans. It's possible that what the Ramban is saying later on is that me ikar hadin only hefsek tahara requires chorin ustakin ad makom shasham shtash, but a baal nefesh should do all of them that way. And apparently, the fact that the Ramban quotes this shita later on in the Hilchos Nida is telling me the ikar hadin is only hefsek tahara, but everyone should try to be a Baal Nefesh. And that's why he quotes the din later on. Rav Amital, Zichrono Livracha, used to say that when he was in yeshiva in Merkaz a little bit, in Merkaz HaRav, so when they would encounter something like in the Mishnah Berurah and some of the other sermons, there's a Baal Nefesh Yachmir. So he'd say, oh, who's a Baal Nefesh? They'd say, oh, the Nazir. The Nazir is a Baal Nefesh, right? He's Mamish, right? He's a frum Jew. He's a Nazir. But like, we're not a Baal Nefesh. Today, every yeshiva bachar, you know, every kid in high school who begins, you know, to shuckle and down the long shulman esher already thinks that he's a Baal Nefesh. Rav Amital used to make fun of that, no? Perhaps there's a shtickle raya to this from the fact that the Ramban in the Hilchos Nida is quoting a shita that he elsewhere calls a shita only for Baal Nefesh. It could be that what the Ramban is saying is that everyone should try to be a Baal Nefesh. Again, it's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly. But let's go back for a minute. The Ravid holds that Bedika for Taharos requires Chorin Ustakin, but Bedika for a regular Nida does not require Chorin Ustakin. In that same tshuva of Reb Kiva Eger, Simon Samach, he asks the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. L'cha'ora, we should be more machmir on bedikas nida l'baila than we are for taharos. Hello, bedika nida l'baila is relevant to an iser kares. That's pretty serious, gentlemen. No, iser kares, we avoid that one like the plague. Right? So, how come he's more makel on bedika l'baila than he is on bedika l'taharos? So Reb Kiva Agar has the following suggestion. His suggestion is that maybe Bedika Lenida accomplishes something different than Bedika Letaharis. Bedika Lenida is a way of verifying, of ascertaining that the woman is not bleeding. If I want to know that you're not bleeding, you have to do something internal. You put something in, you know you're not bleeding. Chorin ustakin, which is necessarily inyan taharis, is because if there's residual dam inside her, that dam is going to be dam tame. When it comes to regular nidal abayla, I don't care if there's residual dam inside her. That dam came out earlier. It doesn't bother me. But l'taharos, that dam might bother me. That's what Reb Kiva Agar says. And then Reb Kiva Agar writes that it could be that all of those who assume that you need bedik of chorin ustaken lenida are basically saying that we borrow halachos of taharos and apply them to nida. Again, you have to look inside the Tshuva Reb Kiva Agar and read it a couple of times. I think this is the pshat. I would not take a shvur d'oraisa that this is the pshat. But I think Reb Kiva Agar is saying, at least at this point in the Tshuva, later on in the Tshuva he might move away from it, but he's saying that we decide to move against the Ravid because we decide to level the playing field. The Ravid is saying that there are three different types of bedikas. Bedika for kesem, totally external. Bedika labayla, it has to be internal, but not chorin ustaken. Bedika lataharis requires chorin ustaken. We level the playing field. And we assume that all bedikos have to have chorin ustaken. Meaning, we level the field, and therefore we're going to say that we will treat even nida labayla, we'll treat it with the dinim of taharos, which on some level, like we see over here, is more chomer. If that's the case, and maybe this is the pshat in the smag, Reb Kiva Agar, where he suggests that this is the pshat in the bach. The bach says you need two bedikas a day. Why do I need two bedikas a day? Right, that didn't only make sense by taharos. That's why Rabbi Willig says we don't do it anymore. But Reb Kiva Agar in the Tshuva is saying, no, maybe we have an idea that we are leveling the field between Taharis and Nida Labayla. On a fundamental level, the Ravid should be correct, Reb Kiva Agar, that the Bedika of Taharis is different than the Bedika of Nida Labayla. In the Bedika of Taharis, you have to check for any residual dam. By Nida Labayla, you don't need to do that. You just have no meat, not bleeding. But nonetheless, we level the field. If we level the field, so therefore, we could argue that's why you do two bedikos a day. That seems to be the shot over here. Okay. That's one ha'ara found in the Tshuva Reb Kiva Agar Siman Samba. Let's go weiter. So in the Hilchos Nida books and in the packs of bedika costs that they give out in the mikvah, they have like a little checklist that involves like 15 bedikos. No? You do a hefsek tahara? Well, they have, I think, have 16. Hefsek tahara, meich dachuk, right? Two a day every day. Right? That's 16. The two a day every day, right, comes from the smag. The Smag also is the Shita who says that Rishon Ushvi'i Ve'en Lahakel. This is Machlokas in the Gemara, Rav and Reb Chanina. Rav says Tchilosan Afa Bishin Sof and Sofa Ben Afa Bishin Tchilosan. Reb Chanina says Tchilosan V'Sofan. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim Paskin Tchilosan Afa Bishin Sofan, Sofan Afa Bishin Tchilosan. Overwhelming majority. The dissenting opinion is the Rav Moshe Mikutzi, Rav Moshe Hadarshan, the Smag. Now, it's really interesting, though, for the Tiferes Moshe. If I'm choshesh for the Smag, So then the same smag who says you need Rishon Ushvi'i Ve'en Lahakel says you need two a day. And if you read the smag inside, so the smag sounds like, I'm not sure, do I pass like Rabbi, passing Reb Chanina? So therefore you should be Machmir. Shulchan Aruch says you should be Machmir. But according to the smag, it's Le'ikuva that you need two a day, on day one and day seven. So the Tiferes Lamosha asks, how come Shulchan Aruch writes that Rishon and Shvi'i Ve'en Lahakel, sounding like one a day on day one and day seven, right? L'cha'ora, if I'm really choshesh for the smag, I should need two a day on one and seven. At least even b'diyeved, because of the suffix and because, therefore, we have to be machmir. And therefore, the smag says we should be machmir. So it's not so simple, but in order to understand this, I think we have to get beneath the hood of the smag. I have to admit, I did not spend the time this morning looking at the Lashon HaSmag inside, so I'm working on the way he's quoted by others. But I think there are two ways of understanding the smag. We have Rebbe Akiva Eger's way, that he's leveling the playing field to Taharis and Lebailo. There's another way of understanding the smag, which is based on the Chakira that we dealt with yesterday. What's the pshat in Shiva Nekiyim? Is the pshat that we just need a chazaka that she is not pleading? The chazaka of Hefsek Tahara is grand and glorious. There's a special din in the Torah of Resafrala, and that din in the Torah of Resafrala tells me I needed an additional chazaka to be created during the Shiva Nekiyim. Rav clearly is saying it's midin chazaka, right? Tchilasayin ol selfon. Reb Chanina, who says Tchilasan Viselfon, it could be he's saying Midin Chazaka, or it could be he's saying Midin Sfira. And the way we explain it, there's a form of Sfira that you have bookends. I think that's the way we understood it, that you can have a Sfira by marking, right, the beginning and the end. Ken Zayin at the Smag holds that every day requires bookends itself. Remember, the Lashon of the Smag is you need it b'shachar kishakama mimitasa uba'erev kishaholechas l'beis ha'knesses. No, this is like the minhag of certain modern Orthodox communities that women actually go to shul to daven ma'ariv. It's against that shach that we saw in Hilchos Avelos in Shinayin Hay, where the shach said that women maybe are bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos because they don't go to shul, as opposed to men. No, mamash against the smag, unless it's nishtana hazmanim, right? At the time of the smag, women actually went to shul.
Different kehilas,
right? The shach is in Litta, and the smag is in smag is in Kutsi. Where's Kutsi? France. Yeah, the smag is in France. Could be Amal de Kadiris. Yeah, I don't know. But it could be that what the smag is really saying is not just that we is not that we equate nida labayla to taharos, but rather in order to have shiva nekiyim, you need bookends. You have to mark these days as different, but you have to mark every single day as being a day that we know for sure you didn't see dam on. So I know for sure on day one I didn't see dam if I have a chazaka on day one, beginning and end of day one. I know for sure that on day seven I didn't see dam if I have beginning and ending of day seven. And maybe I need to create some sort of sefurim. I have to create some sort of sfira, but I can only have the sfira if I have a full-fledged chazak on each day. Maybe that's the pshat in the smag. Don't know. If that's the case, so then maybe when we paskin that you need Rishon Shvi'i Ve'en Lahakel, maybe our psak of Rishon Shvi'i Ve'en Lahakel is only one bedika v'rishon and one bedika v'shvi'i, because that would suffice to create bookends. And maybe we hold that you don't need each day on its own to be established, to have a chazaka on each day on its own, maybe we will view the entire time period like it's subject to a single chazaka. And I think this is certainly a possibility within the Smag. Let's just go back to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch's first opinion is that Tchilasa nafa pishen seifan, seifan nafa pishen tchilasan. And hu hadin echa meyem tzayis helps. That was a suffix, if you remember, in the Riven, the Balei HaNefesh. But the Rosh says, of course it helps. Right? The Riven and the Balei HaNefesh is mesupik, presumably because of the same issue that we were discussing. Do you need a din sfira? If you need a din sfira, so then lefa'ori, you need the beginning and the end as bookends. However, if you're operating midin chazaka, so it could be that we're saying chazaka goes both ways, right? Forwards and backwards. Maybe that's the suffix of the Ravid. And the Rush, when he comments that, what are you asking about whether Bedika and Tzayas helps? If Tchilas and Afbishen Sofen, Sofen Afbishen Tchilas helps, of course Bedika and Tzayas helps. But the Rush is coming from is the perspective that no, it's all Midin Chazaka. If it's Midin Chazaka, so then of course Emtzayas will help. That seems to be the pshat in the Rush. So Ladino, what happens? The Chabra says, Rishon Shvi'i Ve'ein Lahakel. When should you be Makel? If I say Ein Lahakel, right, that's saying like, don't be Makel, meaning there are times to be Makel. I'm just telling you not to do it too much. So when are we Makel? So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer, Pesachei Tshuva Os Zayin quotes from the Chasam Sofer, says that we're only Makel by Lonsa Eitzel Baila. Only when the couple is together, some of the Achrayim say it means when they're in bed together, even if they didn't yet have Tashmish Hamita. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chochmas Adam writes that we are Mekon Rishon Ushvi'i, we are Mekon not to have Rishon Ushvi'i, B'makom Igon. Makom Igon in the sense of the woman won't be able to become Tahura otherwise. The Aruch HaShulchan and Os Chof Vav writes that we are Mekal against Rishon Ushvi'i. If the Isha has Makos or she has Ke'ev, it's uncomfortable for her to do Bedikos, so then we are going to be Mekal in a case of Rishon Ushvi'i. Lamaisa, what happens? So Lamaisa, it's not so pashut. We'll talk about a few issues. What about the lashon of many of the Rishonim is you can't go more than 5 days without a bedika. Rishon Ushvi'i means you have only 5 days in between. That's good enough. If you have more than 5 days, it's not good. Therefore, the Dogo Meravav on the side of the patient Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have Rishon Ushlishi, it's okay. Because you're not going more than 5 days without a bedika. The Pesachei Tshuva points out there's a stira in the works of Rabbi Yecheskel Landau of Prague, because although in the Dogma Meravava, although there's notes from Shulchan Aruch, he says 1 and 3 is going to be okay. But in his Tshuva's Noda Yehuda, it sounds like 1 and 3 is not okay. He's only making on 1, 3, and 8. She's a stira in the Noda Yehudas. That's what they point out. Very often, Rabbanim would say, if a woman does bedika 1 and 3, so then what? You could say that 3 becomes 1 and then 9 becomes 7. No? But in that case, you have 1, 3, and 8, and then you have the Noda Yehuda to rely on if you do a bedika on day 8. The my friend who I have over here at the table, the Mishmeres HaTahara, he has the following cheshbin, which Hanir Lafi in the Istaiti actually makes a lot of sense. If you go underneath the hood and you look in the Rishonim, and forget about the Rishonim, look in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Anida Shabbatkas Atzma B'Yom Aleph U'B'Yom Ches. No? Now why are we talking about Yom Ches at all? In other words, the opinion of Tchilas Nafishin Sultan, the way it's formulated in the Gemara, is Yom Aleph and Yom Ches. What's going on here? So it happens in the Ramban, in Hilchas Nida, the Ramban's Lashon is that she does a Bedika B'Yom Aleph, And he writes Tivdok Otapam, so Otapam is like modern Hebrew. He says, like, she should do a bedikah before Kodem Hatavila. So Yom Ches means before you go to the mikveh. The Ramban is never meko on Aleph Kishala Atmo. That's Meduyak in the Ramban. He's only meko if you do a bedikah before you go to the mikveh. So the Mishmeres HaTahara writes, in all cases of like difficulty, like let's say the woman missed some bedikas, so recommend that she does a bedikah before the tevila, based on this Ramban. In the Mishmeres HaTahara, he points out that the lashon of the Ramban also sounds this way, that you have to do a bedikah before you go to the mikvah. Now, the Chazon Ish in Siman Tzadi Beis Os Hei, the Chazon Ish was already sensitive. I'm surprised that the Mishmeres HaTahara didn't point out this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is already sensitive. How can the Ramban says that you need a bedikah biyom ches, right? Well, kodem hatzvila. That's his lashon. Yom ches kodem hatzvila. What's the pshat in that? So the Chazon Ish writes that maybe there's two dinim that you require. Maybe you require chazaka and a sfira. So it could be that you are only mekayim both of them if you have yom ches also. Because, right, maybe the chazaka doesn't extend more than 7 days. So you need a bedika on leol ches to go backwards to create a chazaka. Alternatively, we could say, and I'm not exactly sure what the Chazon Ish means, that to have a sfira, you need bookends. But the bookends don't have to be 1 and 7 necessarily, right? But you need a chazaka, and you have the chazaka with a bedik on day one. But because Amasa, the Chazon Ish is already is sensitive to the Lashon of the Ramban, that you need a bedika before you go to the mikvah. The Mishmeres HaTahara takes this very far. He says, even in the Chsam Sefer's case, that by Lonsa Itzo Baila, so in that case you say we're Meko on Aleph, Afa Pi She'in Zayin, Zayin Afa Pi She'in Aleph, maybe by Lonsa Itzo Baila we're only going to be Meko if she does a Bedika afterwards. Forget about a Bedika, before the Tevila, maybe even in that case, it's long say it's a bila, she should get out of bed and do a bedika beforehand. It seems to me that's like a very bad idea. I happen to like the diak in the Ramban, but to recommend that you get out of bed and do a bedika, and he says even if the couple was together already, she should do a bedika afterwards. It seems to me that that is very questionable and difficult. I think people will become very uncomfortable.
You also need 6, or what we were saying before. You said the bookends are enough, you also need 6, 7, 8 before that.
Yeah, in other words, bookends is not enough because you still have more than 5 days between them, right? That's your halara. Again, but we're dealing with different rishonim. Like the smag is the one that says you can't have more than 5 days. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban paskins fundamentally. The Kitzur Masa, it's not at all clear, but generally speaking, in the Mishmeres HaTahara, he quotes that he spoke to Rabbi Yoshev about cases. It sounds like the Gemara almost. The woman who does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but doesn't do 7, what's okay? So Yoshev says, okay, what about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And like the Gemara says, like, I feel bad, I didn't ask about Yom Rishon. Right? But Lamaisa, anytime you have additional bedikos, it's great. The more bedikos you have, the better off you are. No? Because we have at least the Dogo Merivava, etc. Especially, says the Mishmeres HaTahara, that based on Hishtiko Teira, he thinks he can answer the steer in the Night of Yehudas. Let me say it like this. Night of Yehuda says 1 and 3 is good. Yet the Night of Yehuda in the Tshuvas, but the Dogma Merivava says 1 and 3 is good. Yet in the Tshuvas, he says 1, 3, and 8 is good. So says the Mishmeres HaTahara, of course, it's the same thing. Because once the Ramban says that you need a bedika kodem hatavila, so 1 and 3 really means 1, 3, and 8. Because obviously they're doing a bedikah before they go into the mikvah. Come on, right? So that's why he's miyashim the steam. I think actually it's pretty creative. I think it's pretty good. Hi, Tofia. I was on the roll.
I wasn't going to stop. I don't know. Many women find bedikahs to be uncomfortable and irritating.
Yeah.
How easily is Rebbe make in terms of allowing them to not do what?
So let's go slowly. So if a bedikah is irritating, so there are a few options. The Maharsham writes in the tshuva that she should wetten the bedikah cloth. It shouldn't be tofeach hamnas l'hatfeach. You should wetten the bedikah cloth and then squeeze it out. It happens, it makes it a little more comfortable if you do it that way. There's a discussion in the Achronim, Achronim being like the modern day Sfarim, what about using like Vaseline? Vaseline you should not put in also Malcolm KY jelly. What about using KY jelly or something on the bedikah cloth? So I believe Rabbi Forst has in his Sefer that he says you could put the KY jelly inside and then wait a few minutes and then do the bedikah afterwards. And that will solve some of the discomfort. However, there is a condition called vaginismus that is not uncommon, unfortunately. Vaginismus are women that it really pains them to do anything internal, whether it's psychological or physical. But doing anything internal can be a source of real discomfort. I would say that in that case, you should rely on the Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps. Again, depending on, you have to be Muslim Bedin in these cases. I agree with what many of the Sfarim say. You can't do anything without Haras Chacham. And it's very important, I'd say, not to go shopping for different poskim, but to try to ask the Shaila all the time to the same Rav or Yoetzet or whoever, so that they have a full sense. Because if I ask, can I do 1 in 7 stamazai? So the answer would be no. But if I know that there's like a history over here and I know the kapha, I know that there's discomfort, that's already a different issue. And even if you report, oh, I'm uncomfortable, well, what does discomfort mean? So I think it's very important to ask the Shaila all the time. And again, I think we could put that taz that we had earlier, that ke'ev is dino kemaka, the taz end of kufzadi alav, right, together with this aruch hashulchan, depending on how much pain it is, but it requires a certain, I once had a case of a woman calls me. She did a bedikah on day 1. She was planning on doing the bedikah on day 7. And she forgot. So, you know, it's not simple. It's not simple in these cases at all. So she tells me, and I knew this already, that she was having issues with her husband. And she says, like, I'm really worried that if my husband is going to find out I missed a bedikah on day 7, I can't go to the mikvah, he's going to be really upset. It's going to be really bad. So of course, in a case like that, of course you're mekel, no? But again, every case has to be dealt with mesinus. Generally speaking, we try not to be make on only 1 and 7. We try to do at least another vedika in between, either for Nagdavi Huda's reasons or some of the Rabbanim, the Yoatzot, I think, tell you to do 1 and 2, because if you miss 7, at least 2 will become 1 and 8 will become 7. Others say, like the Nagdavi Huda, you should do 1 and 3. Whatever, I don't, it depends on the case, how often, etc. Certainly a woman who's prone to scratching, has a lot of dryness, so not doing 2 bedikas a day, I think, is very reasonable. In the Mishmer Satara, he points out, if you're doing fewer bedikas, but you're able to do 2 a day, so the 2 a day you should do maybe on Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi, because in that way you're definitely yotzei the smag. That's his cheshbon, which again, I think if you're getting under the hood into the Rishonim, I think it's reasonable. Hi.
I was just going to say what Rabbi Nozbi Huda, you were talking about kind of making the Yashin steer between that and the double Merosa.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I don't know the general rule of like the Chabad, right? Like multiple Sfarim, we generally go by the most recent one. Maybe it was like
the there's a discussion in the postgim. About when there's a steer, I think, between the Rush and the Sefer and the Chuvas HaRush. So I believe the Yad Malachi says that you follow the Tshuvas, because the Tshuvas are in Halacha L'Maaseh, as opposed to the Sefer of the Rosh, the Psakim of the Rosh, which is only Derech Limud. However, there are others who assume that when there's a stira between a Sefer and the Tshuvas, you follow whichever is later. There are two different perspectives. I don't know what he wrote first, the Nodim Yehud, the Dagom Erfava. I think in the Tshuvas Nodim Yehud, he has dates. I just have to look about when he wrote the Dagom Erfava. I don't know. I'm also not sure. Just because something is later doesn't necessarily mean you pask in that way, because it could be that Tshuvas, which are written Halacha L'Maisa, there's a certain Siyata D'Shmaya that you get when you're answering a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, as opposed to when you're just saying Shir and just learning. When the Shaila comes like your way, you mamish, sometimes you think of something that you never thought of beforehand. Okay, so the Rama writes that the Bedika should be La'ar Hayom below La'ar Haner, Bedi Eved Afbilu La'ar Haner. Bedi Eved, a Bedika done at night is okay. That's the Pashtus in the Rama. This leads many of the Sfarim to say that if a woman did a hefsek tahara and a moich dachot, but forgot bedikas yom rishon, so the moich dachot could count as bedikas yom rishon, because the Rama writes a bedi eved, a bedika la'ar haner helps. That means the Rama is saying bedi eved, a bedika b'layla helps l'cha'ora, and right, la'ar haner is probably the equivalent of layla. And what the Rama is saying is that since it helps b'diyavet at night time, so the moich dachot will count as a b'dikas yom rishon, because you did the hefsek tahara before dark, the moich dachot is going to continue, you'll get your b'dikas yom rishon ayadei the moich dachot. Rabbi Forst in his book really does not like this. He does not like this because he says the practice is that you do a thorough b'dika, chorin ustakin, and then you put it in the cloth moich dachot, just leave it there. You don't do a b'dika chorin ustakin when you insert the moich dachot. So therefore, the moch dachok might not count as b'dikas yom rishon at all, especially if you're on the chorin ustakin, is mamish ma'akev. That's why I forced this taina. So it's worth noting that the Chazon Ish, I believe in Ois Mem, most of these dinim are found in some Sadi Beis of the Chazon Ish. I believe this one's in Ois Mem, or either Ois Chaf Aleph or Ois Mem, whatever. So the Chazon Ish writes that fundamentally, the Iker din of Bedika, and the Noid Behuda has a similar idea in Simon Mevav, Iker din of Bedika is just paying attention. If you're Merakes, you pay attention that you're not bleeding, so then that's the Bedika. It happens that oftentimes, if you read Arya Kaplan's book on Jewish meditation, so the first exercise he talks about is try to spend just 2 minutes thinking about only one thing. It's really hard, no? Right? Meditation is the idea of training yourself to focus on only one thing. It's really difficult. So we require a bedika, an internal check, says the Chazon Ish, because that forces you to focus. But me'ikar hadin, if you really are focused and you know you're not bleeding, that's good enough. So Ken Zayin, what the Chazon Ish is arguing is, you don't really need chayrin ustakin. It's just chorin ustakin as a way of telling you, do a slow bedika. When you do a slow bedika, that means you're paying attention. If you ask women about, are you paying attention when you have a moch dachuk inside you, the answer is yes. They're focused on it. So one could argue, based on this Chazon Ish, that moch dachuk really counts as bedikas yom rishon in the Chazon Ish sense. Right? It's a bedikas yom rishon in the fact that you're focused on it, you're really merakes on it, because you have the moch dachuk inside you. And that suffices. I think that's a potential yishuv to Rabbi Forrest's ha'ara, that at least according to the Chazon Ish, it's good. I should point out that the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara notes, and the Nodi Yehuda has this also, that even if we're Megal, and we tell a woman only do Aleph and Zayin, she's prone to scratching herself, she has dryness, whatever it is. But it could be that on the other days, you should do some sort of less intensive bedikah. Remember, the Ravid writes that bedikah l'taharas requires chorin u'stakin. Bedikah l'bayla doesn't require chorin u'stakin. It has to be bimakim shasham ishtosh or ad makim shasham ishtosh. If it's bimakim shasham ishtosh, Ken Zain, what the Ravid is saying is just that the bedikah has to be internal. But maybe internal doesn't have to be deep at all. It just means don't do a completely external wiping. If you go in at all internally, it's okay. So one could argue, and the Nodivi Huda in his tshuvas, where he says that you can be make on bedikah sometimes, he says, but you should at least do some sort of kinuach when you're not doing a bedikah. And maybe the cheshbon for that is to be choshesh for this ravid, or to be, I shouldn't say choshesh, to be yotze the ravid, that the ravid is perhaps saying that that you could possibly, one possible gears in the Raven, one possible understanding of a possible gears in the Raven is that putting a bedikah cloth internally, even if it's extremely shallow, might suffice lebayla. That could be the pshat. In other words, if the gears is bimakim, so bimakim shashamish tush, the shamish is tush, a whole, there's a lot of space over there. So maybe if it's very shallow, that's also sufficient. Hi, Tovia.
Can we said before when it came to Hargasha that hold that underwear counts as a kinuach. Can we hold that here as well? Meaning all women wear underwear, right?
I mean, we spoke about underwear counts as a kinuach in terms of the Trumas Hadeshen's din of Hargasha below Re'iyah. So we quoted from Mitzadik HaKayin that underwear counts as a bedikas kinuach. Maybe. I mean, possibly. The only thing is that I don't know anyone. You're saying that.
Everyone,
I don't know anyone who says the Ravid writes that bedikas kinuach helps by ksumim, but by nidah labayla you need more than kinuach, right? The Ravid has gimel hagdaros.
That would mean that you have to do something more than kinuach as well.
But what's more than the kinuach? Anytime I go internally, even a tiny bit, that's considered more than the kinuach. So the pashtus in the Ramah is that a bedikah done at night helps. It's based on the Gemara Yud Zayin about Munbaz, Hamelach, Shebchuhu, Chachamim, that they would do bedikos la'ar hayom, not la'ar haner, but it sounds like ar haner helps. The problem is, the Chavastas and the Sidri Tahara both note that Tosas and Daf Samach Tes says that if you hold that you need a din spira, ein spira ela b'yom. Spira means, again, not belayla. The days have to be daytime. So the Chavastas and the Sidrei Tahara say that the pshat in the Ramah, when the Ramah says that the bedikah b'diyevet at nighttime is good, all the Ramah means is if you look at the cloth at nighttime, it's good, but the actual bedikah has to be yom, yom, yom. That's the way the Chavastas and the Sidrei Tahara take this. The Pashtus in the Gemara is clearly not like that. We're learning in that same Gemara the dinim of the bedikah cloth, the material for the bedikah cloth's color, and we learn that from the same Gemara, Munbas HaMelech. That's talking about internal bedikas, not checking the cloth itself. Nonetheless, the Chavastah says, based on Tosfos and Samach Tes, that bedikas have to be during the day, not at night, le'ikuba. Let's just conclude with the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. Eitan, you had a comment? The Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek has an interesting pshat in the Ramah. I actually like him. He's creative. The Tzemach Tzedek writes that maybe the Ramah agrees with the Tosfos that the bedika has to be b'yom, midin spira. But again, it's totally in the whole conversation we've been having the last 2 days. Or bedikas to create a chazaka, or is it a din and sphira? Is it din and sphira? One could argue, has some amish be yom, that's what Tosfos and Samach Tes sounds like. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, the Ramah agrees with that. When the Ramah writes that the bedika should be la'ar hayom, not la'ar haner, he means the time during yom when you need ar haner, which means from alos hashachar until Hanei. Right? There are certain times that halachically it's daytime, but still you need a candle to be able to see, no? That's considered yoim al pi din. Mishnah and Megillah daf chaf, no? All these things, right? Halal. Halal you have to do, right? Mizrach shemesh amavo'o, no? It's kosher. Halal is kosher b'yoim. But b'di eved, kum shasam me'alos ha-shachar, it's okay. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, that's exactly what the Ramah means. The Bidika has to be b'yoim. Like Taisu says in the Samach Tes, midin sfira. When the Ramah says it should not be la'ar haner, but b'di eved, it's okay la'ar haner, the Ramah is just quoting the Mishnah that we all know from Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf, where the Mishnah says b'di eved, from alos ha-shachar, it's good enough. We should go and pray and have a glorious day.